Hello.
Hello, I'm so sorry. I bought a bundle that made sense now.
Yeah, so where were we?
Like you are review you've reviewed hundreds of portfolios and you're able to see how
Yeah. So like we don't like so when it comes to like okay, portfolio like pro resumes and like LinkedIn profiles, we can skim a little bit faster, right? But then like with portfolios, we don't like we usually like we take like 3 to 4 minutes to, like go through them. But for sure, like we've had like a lot of years of experience like really reviewing portfolios. Like for them they tend to do it like a with a sh like a much shorter time. But for me it like take like like around 2 to 3 minutes like just go through somebody's portfolio and just kind of see their breakdown. Because you can scroll from top to bottom and just see like the breakdown that this person has and determine if they have a sense or an understanding of the design process or not. Because like for a portfolio that someone like hasn't really put in much effort, it won't even take you long to go through it. Because you'll just go through a project and all you see is an image of the project, a title of the project, and then an external link or a very small description. You can see that that person did not put in so much work in terms of building it out. But then like for one that you can see it actually has something that you can actually go through, it gives you the opportunity to just go through it and see that, okay, does this person have the level of understanding or the level of the level that the hiring manager is actually looking for, right? Because sometimes you may come through, you may come across like a portfolio which is good, but then it's not good enough for the hiring managers. For some of the hiring managers are very specific. So it all depends with who is actually hiring. But still, regardless, it's good to be able to like showcase
And
that you do understand things as a designer or what pertains design. Or like a process or your skills or like the quality of your work and such stuff.
is there like a format? Or you just do you in your own way?
There's no specific format,
But
right?
so long
Because
as you show your design
yeah,
process.
so like the I know the process is common. Like the design process is something that designers will know. You start from this point to this point to this point to this point. Now the way you get to present it is entirely up to you. That's why like portfolios are really different from one designer to another. But then in terms of like the process, like there is really like a commonality in terms of people understanding the process. So like you'll see like different portfolios, like they have like the user people like are putting up like user profiles. Like they display them differently because people have different styles. So the way you display your user profiles may be different from the way I display my user profiles, right? So, yeah. And then there are other designers that, like they usually put up like photos of like them actually having like design thinking sessions with clients. So like they kind of put them up there, like to really show that they actually worked on this project as well. So they just different ways that people present that the how they carried out their project, but of course the foundation is like they use the design process that is known because you start from one stage to another, then to the next one, then to the next one, and then like it's sort of like a cycle.
Cool. I think I'm catching your drift because I really needed to ask this question because when you like look at portfolios, like when for me, I'll just talk from a personal point of view. When I was designing my portfolio, there's a case study I did on mental health, and I know that many people are interested in this and some of them might not be from a tech background. So I think as much as we do this design process thing, we should also do present our work in such a way that even if it's someone who's not really technical, they'll be able to understand and follow along and see how you're and fall in love with your solution even.
True. That is actually very, very true. I
Cool.
think most of the time when it comes to portfolios, it's not really like a bad thing when like you present it the way you kind of build it up the way you do, and like having all the different like design terminologies in it, because the person who gets to go through your portfolio is mostly really like a person in the design team in that company. But then, like, when you're within the company and or if you're carrying out a project that you have to present to people, you have to know how to relate or to communicate, especially to stakeholders who are non-designers. And it's the same thing for like UX researchers, because when you're presenting your findings, you have to present to people who are not researchers, like stakeholders who are not researchers. So you have to like speak their language so that they're able to like understand or take up the recommendations that you give them. So I totally understand what you actually mean. And I think it's something that we have a long way to go and learn, because it's something that I also like asked my mentor a couple of months ago, how he, because for him he's a UX researcher, I did ask him how he navigates presenting his findings or his recommendations to stakeholders who are not researchers. Like what kind of language that he uses, that he speaks in regards to like, you know, like the KPIs that these business people always use. Like, do you switch your findings to that kind of a language, or how do you like basically navigate this kind of conversation? So I totally understand what you mean.
Yeah. So yeah. I think that was a proper asante. And you've even gone ahead to answer a question in my mind. So tomorrow, what do you think? Should we do the mock interview? And how will we do it? Because you see, Zoom is letting us down.
Yeah. Do you want to do it like this week, or are you open to next week?
I think
for the mock interview.
I think next week is good. But the way, let me fill you in. I have an interview like on Wednesday. And this dude is saying they want to know more about my experience. So,
okay.
Like, I'm wondering what kind of interview is that? I've never been to an interview, by the way. And the current position I had, someone just looked at the front page of my portfolio, clicked on the CV and said, so you can do this and this and this. Could you do this and this for us? And that's how I landed the role. But this other one now, talking about my experience, and this is my first internship. I don't have much experience. Like, what do you do in such a scenario? And what do people talk about in such interviews, by the way? I've never been to one.
Okay, so before this one, have you worked on any other previous jobs before?
No, I don't think so. No. Because I just did my portfolio, then I presented it, I started applying and presented this one, and I landed the role. Yeah. It's kind of like an internship thing, but you know, when you're moving along, you also want to be open to other opportunities that can knock on your door. And this one knocked.
Yeah.
And now I'm the kind of guest, I mean, I'm the kind of person, nimefungulia mtu mlango, and I don't know what to say, because it's a surprise visitor.
I think in this instance, what does your portfolio contain?
So it's more about what I do, who I am. There's a link to this podcast. There's a link to also, I think I've mentioned my leadership in the community. My LinkedIn profile, my contact info. There's also a link to my CV. And there is, what is it called? There is a link to the case studies, the basical case studies, yeah.
Okay.
And also a link to my blog. Yeah.
So this, you can talk about, when you're talking about your experience, you can talk about these different things that you've done. Like the fact that you run a community, I think that's something important that you should actually mention, because you may never know how it can, you know, come to play in the company. Maybe you might end up, you know, like leading something in the company. Maybe they want to create like a community of their users. they might end up delegating you to do that because you have experience, like building, like creating and building a community, right? So it's important to mention that, and the fact that, you know, the community that you lead is like mostly for designers.
Yeah.
So they understand that the community relates to this industry. So you talk about that, and then talk about the case studies, like create like sort of like a story around your case studies, right? So like for me, what I actually did when I applied to my first job, the case studies that I had were like just things that I had created, like personal projects. So I just created like a story around them, right? So like one of the projects I created was like for farmers to be able to like sell products online.
That's sweet. That's sweet.
So like I created like a story around it. Like someone approached me to like, you know, like to help, like to ideate on a certain solution. And then I volunteered to like create some designs to help him, to help us like have a better conversation on what he was looking to build, right?
Yeah.
And then that, like when I created that story, then I went ahead to like explain that. So I talked to the client. And then I came up with like a profile in terms of who he was targeting. And then I looked for those people, and then I talked to those people, and this is the feedback that they gave me. So based on the feedback that they gave me, this is the problem that we identified. And then you kind of go into like the how to. So what do you do? Like coming up with the solution for the problem that you have identified by speaking with like the target audience. Right, so when you jot down your solution, then you create like sketches. So like you just kind of narrate that whole story. So I created the sketches on paper, you know, to rule out all like the hypothesis, the assumptions that I had, and to also save time. And then like once I had the right sketches that I had, I then translated them into like low fidelity wireframes using this and this tool. Right, because you also need to like show them that you have a knowledge of a certain tool. If you are going into a job where you'll be required to like build products using tools, so you kind of go and say that you created like low fidelity wireframes using these tools, and then you talk of the process of transitioning those low fidelity wireframes to high fidelity through something called like visual inspiration. So when you create like your low fidelity wireframes, usually now go like online and look at products that are like related to the solution that you're coming up with, just for visual design inspiration, and then that helps you to now create like high fidelity wireframes. And then once you create your high fidelity wireframes, you then prototype them, and then I went back to the target audience that you talked to first for prototyping purposes. They went through your prototype, you know, like played with it, and then like gave you feedback. So then you talk of like the process, like a process that you collected the feedback, how you analyzed the feedback, and then how you use the feedback that they gave you to improve on your high fidelity screen, right? So that is what I actually did for like my project. I kind of like broke it down that way.
Cool. That's a really cool approach.
Yeah. Yeah, so like use your case, like you have the resources on your plate, you have the case studies, so just pick one of them, create a story around it, and then also talk of, you know, the fact that you created and built a community for designers where you guys usually have different conversations on design and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, because companies always look at someone, in as much as maybe you'll be working at a very junior role, the fact that you have leadership skills is something that companies are always looking for, because they might call you out one day to just delegate something to you, and they'd expect you to be able to handle it. So,
cool.
Yeah.
And if possible, could I send you a link for you to check out what you're all about and maybe join us?
Yes, 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 please. And then I wanted to ask you like about
the community, like,
the
itself.
Podcast. No.
Oh, the podcast.
Will
okay.
Will I be able to like listen to it?
Yeah.
I'd love to share it with my team.
Of course. And the way you're dripping wisdom, of course.
Awesome. Because I told my mentor, But I've been starting, you know, podcast talking about like recruiting in design, other kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would love to share that with him as well. Yeah,
Cool.
I would love to join the community actually. It would be really nice.
Yeah, because I think we've reached that frontier where we're going deeper and it's becoming harder for us as leaders, but of course we love challenges and exploring new frontiers as African-centered designers, because that's what we're all about. We want to explore and make our designs as African-centric as they can. It's really hard, but God knows it's hard.
It's true. And even like, would be an interesting thing to, you know, like showcase that, like, we can't like copy everything that we see from abroad.
Yeah.
In as much as like there's a design process and all that kind of stuff, like the African landscape has like different types of audiences.
Yeah.
And, like, there is just like a different way that maybe like a team maybe in Nigeria like interacts with people compared to like a team in Kenya, because like, they're all these like different cultural backgrounds, you know, so like they are just like different interesting ways that people achieve the same objective, and it's just good to be able to see that kind of a diversity.
So I'll wrap it up. I'll prepare this thing again so that I can send you the link to the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, and if it's possible, could we meet? When are we meeting next? So we're doing a mock interview. So how will it look like?
It would have been better if it was
like a video kind of thing.
Yeah, but okay, it depends, because we're talking about a mock interview. It depends, because the interview, they usually have like different stages. Then usually the first interview where you just meet the candidate and then they talk about like their background, where they're interested in the job. Then you tell them about the company, you answer any questions that they have. And then the other interview is usually after they've done like, let's say they've done a design challenge, the other interview is usually for them to now like take us through that design challenge that they did. And then to also, apart from that design challenge, they also take you through one of their personal projects that they have done. So maybe we could do that second one.
Okay, I'll find the best way to record. And
if you have like a machine, we could just use that.
Yeah.
So that like if you're doing like a mock interview where you're going through a portfolio, a machine is the best way to share even the projects that you maybe like, you know, demonstrating or presenting to the interviewer. So just to try and like make it as real as possible.
Cool. And if it's possible, like if you're using my portfolio, I think you'll be using mine. Is it possible, like, if, as you're reviewing my portfolio, for you to point out my mistakes, for you to point out, like, this, guys, you're not supposed to do this, or this is, like, a good way to do this, like, such stuff?
Yes, definitely. So we'll have, like, the normal mock interview where you present your case study. And then now, because we made a mock interview, I just give you feedback in terms of this is what I got, and then this is how you could, you know, like make it better, or this is what I loved, etc.
Because I think most people like really want feedback from like the best way of presenting their portfolios, because portfolios speak for you when you're not there physically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it will really help. Because there are a lot of designers who are applying for jobs, and like you can see, like their portfolios, they're different. Of course, they're diverse and different, but sometimes you don't know if it's going to land you that job.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we could talk about the best way to do the portfolios. Mine is on Notion, but I think most people have seen they're on Behance. Mm. Yeah.
Okay, I think, for me, based on my experience, what I would recommend is having your portfolio like on your own site.
Site, yeah.
Right, where you have your own domain. Because the thing about having it on your own site is you have the flexibility to like really style your site as much as you want. Platforms like Dribbble, Behance, they're very limited structural wise.
Yeah.
You just have to go with the style that they have there. And most projects that I've seen on Behance, like they have less of the design process. People just put up like the screens and all that kind of stuff. So you're not really able to like see like a good breakdown of somebody's case study. So for me, like I'd rather go through somebody's like profile, even though it's on Notion or a site where they have like their own domain. Because I feel like with that, they're able to like express themselves way more than on Behance or Dribbble.
Yeah, because like I contemplated when I was doing it, then I was like, let me do it on Notion. I don't have time and Notion is free. Let me, because now you see, if you're seeing your site, now that's another project on its end. And this, this someone approached me like, do you have your portfolio? And I was like, oh my goodness, I am doomed. It took me a day to finish my portfolio on Notion.
Wow.
But I think the problem with Notion is really nice if you're the wordy kind of person, because if you have words, Notion is like, if you're a researcher or you're a UX writer, Notion is awesome. But if you're a UI designer, images won't really render well on Notion. And I think that's a disadvantage.
True, actually, that's true. But I feel like some portfolios that like go on Notion, and like, but for them, they had to go like the extra mile, where they are hosting those Notion sites on a platform called Supa, and then at that point you're able to like really style up your site a bit. But I feel like just on a basic level, it gives you the opportunity to really like detail out your project as compared to like platforms like Behance or Dribbble, because those are more like visual, they're more visually inspired. But on Notion you can mix, you can have a mix of images, the text, but you're right in terms of like they don't really pull out like a good quality of images. But now, like with your portfolio, one thing I can advise you is like creating a portfolio should be an ongoing project. So you want it ready when you need it, not just thrown together quickly when you're under pressure. So don't put it together just when someone is asking for it. Like just work on it gradually. When you work on another project, like just go and you add that project, like it's an ongoing project, right? And the good thing about actually doing that is you get even to view the kind of progress that you're making as a designer, because you can be able to compare the first project that you worked on to the project that you're working on now. Like you can be able to see that kind of a difference and the evidence that you've really grown skill-wise.
Cool. I think those are the questions I have for now. Like, me, I'm just so grateful that you even took the time. It's Saturday. I don't know if it's raining on your end. Me na chapwapa na baridi. But, like you, you've taken your time to talk to us. I'm really humbled. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I'm also glad that I was able to share what I know so far. And I was really happy to do it.
Cool. So like these first 20 something minutes have been so like, it's a continuation of the first one. So I guess what I'll do is like add some titles or add a description of what we've discussed on this one onto the first one. Or should I just join the first episode with what we've talked about right now? What do you think?
I think we can, because we are still on like the same, you know, like the same conversation.
Yeah.
Like even the fact that we are talking from your perspective.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing like, to add. It can be like
after hours.
Call it. Something like that. Yeah, it can be that.
Sour. So I think we'll be talking through and through, and let me know if you need anything from your end and how I can help you.
Definitely. I'll be waiting for that podcast, definitely, and a link to join your community.
Okay. So, I will be grateful. We need more Kenyans, Uko.
I know.
Because imagine, like, there are so many Nigerians, and you're like,
wow.
Like, because honestly, if I can be honest, they're the ones who have taught me this thing. Like, when I joined, I had no idea what design was. Like, even if I was exposed to it, I didn't know what it was all about, but they've held my hand. It's a remote thing. I didn't imagine sasa, si maneno ya mimi kuwa Mkenya or anything of the sort. It's us being Africans. It's us being Pan-Africans, if I can call it that.
True.
And that's really important. Us joining forces, cultures, backgrounds, to create the next big thing in Africa.
Very, very, very true. I've also had like the chance to like work with like Ghanaian designers, Nigerian designers. So it's a like good experience like to even learn from one another.
Yeah.
And to also see that we aren't different.
Yeah. We have the same troubles though.
Yeah, we have the same troubles. Right. And just even like looking at it and seeing like the challenges that we face as designers, especially in Africa. And just brainstorming on the kind of solutions that we can come up with for those challenges that we face.
Yeah, cool. So let me enter the house. I'm recording this from the store. Nachapatuna baridi. It's a store dairy. It's supposed to be a dairy, but it's a store at the moment. So let me, and I'm in the dark. My torch is the light. So, I'm sure you're cozied up somewhere.
I just got finishing like before, like some five minutes before we jumped on the call.
Nice. Ebu enjoy those chapos on my behalf.
Definitely, yeah.
Thank you so much, and bye.
All right, bye-bye.